Welcome back to Portals, the podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney, live from my car. Because guess what? These downloads come in when they want to come in. My windshield wipers just went off and it's not even raining. So I know I am meant to talk about this topic. So drop into this portal with me and let's explore this idea that we are our own medicine. I am my medicine, and you are your medicine. Having studied so many modalities, having done a ton of healing work on myself, and also doing that for others, there's one thing that I notice. It's this. You are ready when you are ready. You can spend years healing the same thing in 10, 20, 30, 40 different ways. But until you decide that you are ready on a conscious level to let go, then quite honestly, you won't. I, as a healer, right? I know what I can offer to clients. I know what I can offer to clients. I also know what I've been offered by others. And at the beginning and end of the day, I could only have the full breakthrough when I was ready for it. Because I am my medicine. I am the one that is going to send tests out into the universe and back to myself. The universe isn't testing me. The universe wants me to be happy. The universe wants you to be happy. The universe doesn't want to test us. It's us. We send ourselves the tests. We send ourselves the psychic attacks to see how ready we truly are for the things we desire. I had been doing a lot of work around relationships and partnership. I have been in some rather shitty relationships. And here's the thing, it wasn't because of these men. I love these men. I love them for who they are and I appreciate them and thank them, whether they are in my life or not. I've got love for them. Because what I realized was it was never anyone else that was the problem. It was me. It was me. And it's not even to say that it was a problem. The men that I called into my life were simply reflecting the medicine I was willing to drink myself. And at some points, that medicine that I was willing to drink was poison, was spirit. Was things that I didn't know how to properly digest. So I matched lower frequencies because I lived at one. For 10 years of my life, I was prescribed painkillers. For 15 years of my life, I was prescribed Adderall. In addition to those things, I was prescribed muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatories, Ambien, Klonopin, you name it. I had access to all of these things from around the age of 17 until I decided to stop at 25. Until I decided that I wasn't going to let pharmaceuticals have a role in my life any longer. With that, they took a toll. They took me down a path where I had to remember who I was because I was so numb. Because I wasn't focused on my medicine and my magic. I was drinking the fucking Kool-Aid that exists outside of me. So that's what I mean by we are our own medicine. We get to decide when we're ready to drink our truth, when we're ready to take ownership. The tools and everything I've learned along the way, the ceremonies of Saturn, all of that helped me to drink my truth and to take my medicine, to serve it on a platter to myself and share it with others that want to receive it, so it can remind them to drink their own medicine. So that's the message today. That's the portal we have entered. It's the portal where you know you are your own greatest healer. Where you know that your medicine is you. That you are your truth. That your light shines brightest when you're in alignment with your truth. So before you go running off to that ayahuasca ceremony in the jungle, or sit down for that combo, or pick up those mushrooms, or even go to that sound healing, because it doesn't have to be that drastic, right? It doesn't have to be all those far out things. Take a moment to pause. Take a moment to honor that you are your medicine, that you are your guru, that the person holding space for you is simply a reflection of you, of a version of you that exists. So what you see in others that you're attracted to, know that it's for a reason. Know that that medicine you're receiving also exists within you. Because you are magic. Coming back to that magic we talked about, you are magic. You are the medicine that you have been seeking. Everything exists inside of you. I simply get to be a reminder of that. Breathe that in. You are the medicine. You are what you've been seeking all along. You are the medicine. You are what you've been seeking all along. Feel that in your body. Feel it in your cells. Anchor that in your consciousness. You are the medicine. You are the magic. Everything you desire is inside of you. So open up and let it out. You are the medicine you've been waiting for. Thank you so much for tuning in with me again here live on Portals from my car today, because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to drop into Portals, and instead of sitting on it, instead of thinking and going on my journeys without you, I'm going to take you with me. So thank you for coming along for this ride. If you want to know more about how you can work with me or access my free content, head over to Lauren Courtney Heals or visit me on Instagram at I am Lauren Courtney. I have some Reiki trainings coming up this winter, spring, summer, and fall for 2024. There's still a few days left to enroll in the 52-week glow up. And if there's any other way I can support you, send me a DM, send me an email, lauren@laurencourtneyheals.com, and I will be sure to get back to you. Sending you so much love. Thanks again for dropping into this portal with me.